This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. This year's race for New Hampshire governor has a crowded and diverse field. There are legislators, mayors, executive counselors, and all have private sector experience. As part of our primary coverage, we're looking at how those experiences shape their bid for the corner office. Joining me now is NHPR reporter Paige Sutherland to talk about Republican Jeanie Forrester and her time as chairwoman of the Senate Finance Committee. Hi, Paige.
Hi, how are you doing?
Well, thank you. To start off, for people who don't know the role of Finance Committee chairperson, break it down for us.
Yeah, well, you could say that the chair of Senate Finance is the most powerful position in the New Hampshire legislature. Any bill of money attached to it has to go through finance. Most importantly, they're in charge of crafting the state budget, meaning every state dollar that gets spent comes across their desk.
And speaking of budgets, the last state budget process was a bumpy one. Tell us a little about that and Forrester's role as chair during that process.
Yes, New Hampshire last year had its first budget veto in 12 years, meaning it was something new for most people involved in the process, especially Forrester, who was managing her first budget. The veto meant lawmakers had to take another stab at writing the budget in hopes of striking a compromise with the governor. But with the books still open, that meant advocates and lobbyists had more time to fight for what they wanted in the state's budget. Many of them came knocking on Forrester's door. One was Jim Monahan, a well-known Concord lobbyist. He told me Forrester managed that process quite cannily.
She's very careful not to overpromise to folks that lined up outside of her office door asking for changes. There was certainly a sense that she understood people's priorities and needs, but I don't think folks left those meetings feeling as though that they were receiving promises that couldn't be fulfilled.
Quite a budgetary year to be a Senate Finance Chair novice. What was your takeaway with how she managed the committee?
To be honest, although Forrester was chair, being in the room, you would have often thought Chuck Morris, the Senate president, was the one running the show. He was the most vocal during meetings, giving fiery, passionate speeches whenever he disagreed with something or wanted something passed. Forrester was more behind the scenes and pretty calm whenever she disagreed on an issue. But if you talk to Senate veterans, they'll tell you that dynamic isn't entirely unusual. The Senate president is always going to have a big role in budget negotiations, as important, if not more so, than the Senate finance chair.
Aside from the budget, what were some of the issues Forrester focused on?
Forrester pushed for a rate increase for home health care providers. The first time in roughly a decade, she was very vocal on putting money towards Meals on Wheels. She's also been active on substance abuse issues, both during the budget process, the special session, as well as the last legislative session. I think part of that is rooted in her past work in a substance abuse treatment center in the state. She's also been very responsive to law enforcement. Franklin Police Chief David Goldstein, who's spoken numerous times at the State House on behalf of the New Hampshire Police Chiefs Association, talked to me about this quite a bit.
How our relationship has been. We have an issue, bring it to her. She has been attentive. She's been curious about these issues, ask good questions. If she sees something that she believes in, when we've testified and discussed outside committees and what have you, she's right there. She's right behind us. She's supportive.
You saw that this past legislative session when the House killed a bill she sponsored that would have put more money towards a program targeting drug dealers. Forrester was pretty vocal about the House's rejection, and lawmakers ended up going into a special session to pass it.
During her time as chair, were there any controversial decisions she made that stand out for you?
Yeah, I would say the number one issue that comes to mind would be her vote against continuing the state's Medicaid expansion program. Her position, like many Republicans, was she wanted to require everyone in the program to have to work or volunteer, something the federal government has rejected in the past. But it was at odds with her strong advocacy on substance abuse treatment. Those in the substance abuse community have told me time and time again that continuing this program was one of, if not the most important issue for getting help for people struggling with addiction. Another thing that comes to mind is her position on the state employee pay raise. This issue became a pivotal one during the budget veto as the governor made it a priority, but Republican budget writers, both in the House and Senate, never even included it in their spending plans. Jay Ward, who lobbies for the State Employees Union, says he was shocked when Forrester said the pay raise never came up during budget meetings.
She was making up things, saying that we never talked to her about it, when indeed we did talk to her many times about it. We had members calling her consistently about it, and she made up stories for political gains.
A 2% raise for state workers did end up in the final version of the budget, but that final budget, which is the one on the books today, is basically the Senate-backed spending plan, the one Forrester oversaw as chair.
Well, Paige, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
And that's NHPR's Paige Sutherland.